This is a Sichuan news update. Residents in Nanaimo will have more access to primary care as a second urgent and primary care center is set to open in the community. The new facility, located in central Nanaimo at 3260 Norwell Drive behind Country Club Center, will open on Thursday, May 1st. The Central Nanaimo Urgent and Primary Care Center, or UPCC, will provide same-day care for people who need to be supported for their primary care needs but do not require an emergency room. CHY got a tour of the facility ahead of the opening. Shelley Burchard, manager of the Central Nanaimo UPCC, who led the tour, explained that this clinic will take in patients on a call-in basis. Unlike the Walk-In Medical Arts UPCC located in downtown Nanaimo, this new facility will have patients call in to be assessed over the phone, then given an appointment with a healthcare worker that best fits their needs.
What happens with walk-in is that it could be a lineup of 50 people, but there's no way of telling of the need or urgency within those 50 people that have arrived. And if it's first come, first serve, the 50th person might be the one that's in the most need. This is our opportunity through our phone system to be able to really understand what is presenting for that person, to assess and then articulate and book in with the proper or the right provider.
Burchard explains that this way of taking in patients is going to be a community area of growth, of understanding that not everyone has to be seen by a doctor. Along with being booked in to see a doctor or a registered nurse, patients who call into the UPCC may be booked in with a social worker or a mental health and substance use consultant who will also be located at the facility.
So when we have an opportunity to really understand what that person's needs are, we're then better able to actualize those appointments happening in a more timely fashion to the right person. Will meet the needs the best for that patient.
When asked what a patient would need to do if they call in and all appointments are full for the day, Burchard says they would have to call back the next day to book an appointment.
Would be calling back the next day. And the reason for that is because we need to make sure that then we're looking at everything on a day-to-day basis and as far as being able to provide the right care on that day. So we would be routing you to then call the next day.
Burchard explains that the clinic was built to be a trauma-informed space. The UPCC includes a separate side entrance for patients who require discrete access to the clinic. The side entrance will enter into the Thunderbird Wing, which has two private examination rooms. The Thunderbird Wing was developed in close collaboration with the Sinamuk First Nations, along with additional collaboration from the Sinawas First Nation, Mid-Island Métis Nation, and Tilkumlalum Aboriginal Friendship Center. Connie Paul is a registered nurse with the Sinamuk First Nations Health Center and consulted on the project. She explains the Thunderbird Wing was a very important item she wanted to see get added to the clinic. She says the wing was created for people who may not feel comfortable going through a main entrance when seeking care. She says she has seen Indigenous people in her community feel uncomfortable accessing care because it can feel like a walk of shame for them to have to walk through a health center and say what happened to them in front of everyone at the front desk.
This is a place where, you know, as a community health nurse of 36 years, it's the first time where I will be able to phone ahead and say, I have a woman that needs special care. She will need to have a sexual assault kit, or he will need to have a sexual assault kit, or this child will need to be physically examined. And so they will be able to come through that door of privacy and cultural safety, where it's someone who's going to meet them at the door is going to be trauma-informed.
Paul shares that the wing is named after the supernatural Thunderbird that watches over people to ensure there is respect.
The Thunderbird, it's a being that can look over an entire nation, and it looks to see that we're ethical, that we are respectful, that we are honest, and that we treat everyone the same.
Along with the Thunderbird Wing, the clinic also has the Cedar Room, a space where people can gather together to support those seeking care. Paul explains the room as a space where doctors, social workers, or family members can gather to support patients who are receiving health care. This could be a space used for people to meet as a group to discuss care for one person following a diagnosis.
I mean, from my point of view, I mean, I think it's like when someone is, like you mentioned, a diagnosis, a cancer diagnosis. That is not something that's usually in our community, one person's illness. It belongs to everyone. So that wraparound. And so I can see, you know, that you have a screen here. So maybe the doctor would probably call a family meeting. They'd book mm-hmm. this space. The family would come in here. They would sit, you know, you'd have the doctor there to talk about the diagnosis and treatment.
According to Burchard, the Cedar Room is equipped with an HVAC system and soundproofing, allowing for smudging, drumming, or other protocols a group may have. The center will be open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. And once opened, patients will be able to access appointments booked in advance by calling 1-833-688-8722. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Midcoast Morning, at chly.ca/news.